Kia ora, welcome back to the Multi-Millionaire Podcast. I am so excited for today's episode. For those that are new here, my name is Tika Hukura. I'm the founder of Multi-Millionaire. I'm on a mission to empower as many whānau as I can to take control of their finances, take control of their mindset, start businesses that can really amplify their lives and allow us to live authentically as Māori, because the matrix is not Māori. Working a 9-to-5 is not how we're able to access the life that we truly want to live. And I'm on a mission to help as many people as I can to really just live up to their potential, really. That's what it's about. And so today I had another download. If you've listened to last week's podcast episode, it was a Saturday and I just had this idea that I really wanted to record. Today is a Thursday. We've already had our podcast episode come out this week, but I just really wanted to talk to you all again. I don't even know if my podcast editor is going to be able to edit this for me, because I want this to come out today. I want it to come out today because this is important. It's an important conversation that I need to have with you, because I just had this, my intuition told me that I needed to speak to you guys about this kaupapa. And so I don't even know if he's going to be able to edit this, but if not, I hope that the audio is all good. But today I just want to talk to you about why you shouldn't invest in yourself, because I know so many of you are scared to invest in yourself. You're like, oh, it might be a waste of money. Oh, it's not going to work. And I'm just going to talk to you about this because, for those that don't know, back when I was 18, I was fearful as of hiring a coach, of investing in myself, and I didn't. For a long time in my business, I spent the first 2 years of just doing things by myself until I finally just trusted that I was going to invest in myself, and I just hoped, like I literally hoped so much that it would pay off. I actually took money from my house account, the money that I was saving to buy a house. I took money from that account to invest in my first coach, and my life fully, like literally changed. Like it was like an overnight success. No, just kidding. But it took me a few, like it actually took me 2 months to have a 10x return on my investment. And my life has completely changed. My mindset has improved. If you've been watching me for a long time, you would have seen the changes in my life and my content and everything. Like everything has improved. My income has increased, like literally exponentially. It's increased so much. It's crazy. If you were spoken to me at 18 and you told me how much money I was making today, I'd be like, are you joking? That's not true. That's just ridiculous. If you were to speak to me when I was 18 and you told me that I like literally just signed on another coach for $13,000, my 18-year-old self would have laughed at me, because I literally had no money whatsoever. So I know how much investing pays off for you, but I also understand the fears that you have around investing in yourself. So this episode is going to explain all of those. And I just want to speak to you into who you are today. You're telling me that you want to achieve the life of your dreams. You want to have consistent business revenue. You want to achieve your business goals. You want to have less work. You want to have more flexibility. You want more time freedom. You want all of these things. You just want everything in your life to get better. You want to be more consistent. You want to be more disciplined. You want to improve your business. You want to all of these things, but you tell me you can't afford it. You can't afford a coach. You can't invest in yourself. You can't do it. And you're just not doing it. You're avoiding investing in yourself. You're avoiding doing the deep inner work, healing your limiting beliefs. You try. Don't get me wrong. I get it. You try your best. You're working. You're working hard. You're working long days. You're working in the weekends. You're working all the time. You're trying your best for your business to take off, to succeed. Or maybe you haven't even started your business, but you're trying. You're working your best. You're like literally working so hard. I see you, because that was me. So many people say, like, when I make a post, they're like, oh my gosh, it's like you're speaking directly to me. I am, because I've been in your shoes and I know what it's like. I know what it's like to be scared of investing in yourself. You're scared that the money is going to go to waste. You're scared that it's not going to work out. And the thing is, you tell me you can't afford it, but you're still spending money going to town on the weekends. You still smoke, you vape, or you buy takeaways, you buy Uber Eats. Maybe it's coffee. I don't know what it is. But you have money. You're spending it in places that aren't providing a return for you. And it's not that you can't afford it. You just don't want it badly enough. And okay, the truth hurts. But this is what I needed to hear when I was 18. And so I'm going to say it. I know that people will get upset by this. But honestly, if you truly, truly want it, you're going to find a way. And so I just want to talk to you all today about this. Why you shouldn't invest in yourself. The first reason is that you actually don't want to be held accountable. You know that investing in yourself means that you have to part with money. Often, the better the coach, the better the program, the more money you're going to have to spend. And you're scared that if you do this, this is going to force you to be accountable, even if it's not like a one-on-one session where someone's not holding you accountable. But you know that if you spend money, thousands of dollars, hundreds of dollars, I don't care what it is, you know that when you spend that money, that means that you have to do something. You have to make it worth it. You have to put in the work so that your money is well worth it. And you're scared of doing that. You're scared of investing in yourself because you know that it means that you're going to have to do more. And you're scared of if you do more and it doesn't work out. I bet there was a time in your life where you invested in yourself, where you maybe bought a program, maybe you did something and it didn't pan out as you would have liked it to. And you're holding on to this belief that it doesn't work. I've been there before. Actually, when I was 14, because as you guys all know, I've been into finance for like a long time, but that didn't stop me from being broke when I was 18. But when I was 14, I saw that Robert Kiyosaki was advertising an event. I was living in Napier in the time. It was a property program. And I went to that course. I was working at a restaurant at the time, and they basically sold to me a course. It was about property. I was 14, couldn't even get a mortgage, but a property course about how to become a successful real estate investor. I literally drained out my whole entire savings. I spent $700-$800 on a course to become a millionaire overnight. That's what they were telling me. And I spent all of my savings, and then I couldn't go to the actual event. It was like, they didn't even tell me, but it was, I thought that it would be in Napier, but it was either they had like different options. It was like either Auckland, Wellington or Christchurch, and I couldn't go. And so I didn't. And so I held on to that for years. I was like, no, well, I invested in the past and it didn't work out. That wasn't the last time that I invested though, because I also invested in something when I think it was like 15, 16. So not long afterwards, I basically signed up for a pyramid scheme, but I didn't know it was a pyramid scheme at the time. And I think it was like $400 for that one. And once I had found out it was a pyramid scheme, I was like, oh, I'm not doing this. And so it was another wasted money. So I spent thousands and it's not paid off. And I bet there was a time in your life where you invested money and it didn't pay off for you. You didn't have the transformation you were expecting. And so you're scared. You're holding on to that because you're scared it won't work out. But this is called a limiting belief. This is stopping you from achieving that next level because you're holding so tightly on it, thinking that it's not going to work out again. But if you think about any successful person, they fail, but they keep on trying until they succeed. And that's what you have to do. But you're scared of it not working out again because you've lost your self-trust. You've lost your self-belief. You don't even believe in yourself. You say that you want to achieve X, Y, and Z in your business. You say that you want to increase your income, but you don't even believe in yourself. And that's step number one, right? You have to believe in yourself. Okay, I have another 5 different things that I want to talk to in today's episode. But before I do, I just wanted to talk to you about my new offer, which, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. It launched last night. It's called Brown Business Besties. I like kind of mind blank for a second. Brown Business Besties. Basically, it's a whole new community where you can access new friends, new besties that you can get started in business with. Like, you can communicate with them, you can talk to them, you can share ideas, all of these different things. It's a community. You also get access to group coaching calls. So in these group coaching calls, people have an opportunity to ask questions. It's like hot seat coaching. So you get to hear other people's questions. And you get access to me where I'm able to mentor you and I'm able to coach you through whatever you're navigating in that situation. I myself am in group coaching communities and they're freaking incredible because not only do you get to learn from the mentor themselves, but you also get to learn from the questions that other business owners, other people in the community have. And often we're all going through the same stuff. It's just a little bit different depending on who the person is. And so in my own group coaching communities, like, I get to listen to everyone else's questions and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so me. That's in my business. And so that's the opportunity that you're going to have in Brown Business Besties. You get access to group coaching calls. The other thing you get access to are group chats. So we've got an app on Telegram, and basically there are different little communities on there where you can ask questions with the other people in the community. You can share your wins, you can share your lows, you can just share, and you can have other people's guidance helping you through the situation. And also, which is really exciting, because I actually booked out of one-on-one mentorship positions with me, but as part of this community, there's a VIP option where you can get a monthly one-on-one session with me where I can actually help you one-on-one with whatever you're navigating. So you'll get 2 like monthly group coaching calls. If you're in the VIP option, you'll also get a one-on-one with me every month, and you'll also get voice note access to me. So voice note access is literally, oh my gosh, it's a lifesaver. So and voice note access, you get to send me a question, you get to send me your sales page, you get to send me an idea you have, a product, a problem you're going through, and I'll be able to mentor you and coach you through it. I have been in business for years now, and I have learned so many lessons that I just want to pass on to you. And this new offer, Brown Business Besties, is the way that you can work with me. As I said, I'm booked out of one-on-one spots, but in this, you can have access to me. So that's all I'm going to talk about my offer. But all of the details for that are down below. So make sure to go check that out. For this week only, like next Wednesday, the early bird pricing stops. I thought about it when I posted, I was like, oh my gosh, I could literally increase these prices, but I want it to be like a steal for you. I want this to be a really good deal because I know how scared you are of investing in yourself. So I've got some really exclusive early bird pricing on there for you to be able to access this community. But as I said, the prices will go up next Wednesday. If you have any questions, no questions, a dumb question, send me a message on Instagram at multimillionaire with an underscore and I will help you out because I'm here to support you, I'm here to guide you, and I just want you to succeed. So that's a little bit about my new offer. As I said, ask me a question if you have one, but I'm going to get on to point number two of here's why you shouldn't invest in yourself. Number two is that you think you can do it on your own. I get it. I was there too. I have done so much, and I'm not trying to blow my own horn or anything, but I've done so much by myself without asking for help. I was the kid who did everything by myself. I hated asking for help. I thought that it made me weaker to ask for help, and I thought that it made me stronger to do everything by myself. And the thing is, you can do everything by yourself. I know you can. You've already proved it time and time again. But why? Why do you choose to? Because if you ask for help, if you invest in yourself, you don't have to do it by yourself. And in fact, you will probably achieve your goals and your dreams without asking for help, without investing in yourself. Probably you will. There are people who have become successful who haven't invested in themselves. But you can achieve your goals so much quicker if you actually invest in yourself and you actually get help. Now, I want to pose a question to you. If your success was guaranteed, but only if you invested in yourself, would you still be on the fence about investing in yourself? Because that's what you're doing. Like, consistently investing in yourself, consistently showing up, consistently getting into rooms that have minds that are bigger than yours, who have had more opportunities than you, who have achieved more than you, that is the secret to success. Like, you have to get outside of your comfort zone. And you're choosing to stay in your comfort zone because you're scared. You're scared of asking for help. So that's number two. Number three is that you don't actually want to achieve your goals and your dreams. Don't click off the podcast episode right now because lots of people don't even realize that subconsciously they're actually scared of success. When my mentor reflected on me that I was scared of success, I was like, that's bull. Like, that's actually BS because that's not true. Of course, I want to be successful. And she was like, are you actually scared that if you achieve your highest sales month, you're going to have to maintain it? I was like, yes. Or you're scared that if you become consistent and disciplined, you think that you're not going to be able to have fun anymore. Or you're scared that the more you achieve, the higher the standards move and the more people are going to expect from you. I was like, yes, if those are you, you're scared of success. Okay. So the reason why is because you actually care about what other people think of you. The thing is that it's so important to become so strong internally that other people's opinions of you do not faze you. Do you know how many people message me and tell me to quit my business, tell me that I'm fat, tell me that my business sucks, tell me that I'm never going to become a millionaire, tell me that this is all BS? So many, almost every day. But I'm still here showing up, being consistent because I don't care. Like, literally, it doesn't. If you let small minds stop you from achieving your goals in your life, you're letting them win. Okay. I grew up getting bullied at every single school that I went to. And I know what it's like to not be liked. I know. I still love it. The thing is that if you really, really want to become successful, it won't affect you. You've got to learn to not care. Like, if you think about politicians, if you think about really successful people who are creating change in the world, who are being innovators, who are actually doing the work, who are doing the mahi, who are actually creating change, there's so many people who hate them. Tall poppy syndrome, it's a real thing. And I'll tell you, people do not like it when other people start succeeding. And they try and bring them down, they try and tear them down, they try and bully them until they quit. But the thing is, if you truly desire success, you won't care. So I know that you're scared of becoming successful. I know, like, deep down you're actually scared of it. You don't think that you are, but you actually are. This is called a subconscious belief. You've got a belief a limiting belief in your mind that is stopping you from achieving that next level because you're scared. Because in the past, you've done something well and one person didn't say something. Or maybe your parents didn't say that they're proud of you. Or maybe you did something and then you failed the next time. So maybe you did really, really well and then something bad happened and you stopped succeeding. You're scared. And I know it's scary. But you have to be able to push through that because you're not going to achieve your goal life by sitting there being scared. Okay? Number four of why you shouldn't invest in yourself is that you're not, if you're not willing to sacrifice the current life you're living for a better one. I get it. I've been there before. You're comfortable where you are. None of your friends are really that successful. The expectations are low. It's not hard to even exceed them. You're comfy. Maybe you've got an addiction. Maybe you're smoking. Maybe you are a binge eater. I've been there before. You're comfortable where you are. Because it's easy, it's not hard. And I'm not saying that you don't struggle because I know that there are struggles even when you're not succeeding. In fact, it's actually hard. It's hard. And that's why I always say choose your hard. It's hard being fat. It's hard being fit. It's hard being poor. It's hard being rich. Everything in life is hard. You just got to choose which one is worth it. It's hard being married. It's hard being single. Like everything in life has a challenge. You just got to choose which challenge is worth it to live, right? Number five is that you know it's not easy. You know that if you invest in yourself, you're actually going to shift the needle and that things, the things that you do are actually going to contribute to real change, increased income. You're going to have more alignment in your business. You're going to have more sales in your business. You're going to have a consistent income stream. You're actually going to post something on social media, feel confident about it, and it's actually going to turn into sales for your business. You're going to stop second guessing yourself every time you make a move in your business. You know that it's not easy to get there though. You know that you're going to need to be doing deep inner work. And I'm not talking about just work like checking your emails or making random posts on social media. That's what I used to do. I used to think that that was working, but literally it didn't contribute to anything. I was just mucking around. I was literally just wasting time. But you think that it's hard work because that's what you've been trained to do by other people who aren't even achieving the life that you want to live. Like, literally, listen to me. You know that by investing in yourself, you're going to have to do that deep inner work. You're going to have to remain consistent, even when you don't feel like it. You know it's not easy and you're scared. You're scared of that. You're scared of the fact that you're going to have to show up even when you don't feel like it. And as I said before, you don't believe in yourself. You don't believe that you're actually going to be able to do that. So you're scared that you're going to invest your money into something and then you're not going to be able to do it. You're not going to be able to exceed your what you're currently doing. But that's because you have a limiting belief that tells you that you're not capable. But I'm here to tell you, oh, I feel like I've got little tears in my eyes. Like, I'm here to tell you that you are literally capable of whatever you set your mind to. I don't care what it is. If you want to be a doctor, if you want to be a millionaire, if you want to be a billionaire, if you want to be a homeowner, if you want to have a successful business, if you want to quit your job, if you want to be super duper wealthy, if you want to leave generational wealth for your mokopuna, like, I'm here to tell you that you can do whatever you set your mind to. Somebody in your life has told you that you can't. They were wrong. The thing about being a child is that in the first 7 years of your life, you inherit most of the core beliefs that you have. So if your parents were poor and they consistently spoke about being poor, you probably believe that you don't have the potential to become wealthy. I've heard it before. I grew up hearing that money doesn't grow on trees. And for a long time, I believed that that was true, that money didn't grow on trees. But riddle me this, okay? Why did Steve Jobs grow like a freaking phenomenal business? Why are there people working for themselves, sitting on a beach, still having money rolling in their bank account? Why does Elon Musk have, I don't even know, a $1 billion company? I'm not even sure. Why is Bill Gates so rich? Because money grows on trees, bro. Money grows on trees. Just because they haven't grown in your backyard doesn't mean that it doesn't grow on trees. It does. But you've been fed this belief from your parents, from your whānau, from your aunties, from your uncles, whoever it is, that money doesn't grow on trees. But that is a lie and you're believing it. And by you believing it and continuing to believe it, you're stopping yourself from achieving that next level. I get it. I had to rewire my brain. I had to start believing things that I thought were ridiculous. The first one was my mentor told me I needed to start saying this affirmation. Money flows to me effortlessly and easily. And I was like, that's stupid. That's ridiculous. That's not even true. You have to work hard to make money. That's a limiting belief that you have to soak your guts out to make money. I was told that and it's not true. Why are there people doing jack literally nothing but still able to make money? Because it's not true. You do not have to work your beep off to be able to make money. It's just not true. There are people who are making money by doing nothing. right? And so the beliefs that you're consistently feeding yourself are stopping you from achieving that next level. You know that it's not going to be easy, but you would rather stay there because you're comfortable. Comfort isn't where growth happens, okay? Number six is that you already listen to podcasts. You already read the books. You don't need a coach. This is exactly what I used to think. Every single day I was reading, I was listening to podcasts, but guess what? I still wasn't where I wanted to be. The books, the podcasts are great. But if you're not actually doing anything as a result of what you're listening to, you're just listening to shit. Excuse my French, but seriously, if you're listening to this and you're reading books, but you still consistently show up and do bad habits, you consistently aren't putting in the mahi, you're avoiding the work, you're not investing in yourself, there's no point. Stop. You're wasting your time. You may as well just be watching Barbie. Like, seriously. Books, podcasts, they're great. They're phenomenal. I still read them. I still listen to them. They give you new ideas. But the only way those ideas actually turn into real results is if you actually do something as a result of them, okay? So you're scared. You don't want to invest in yourself. You already do the work. Well, you think you do, but you're still not achieving the results that you want. And so this is why you shouldn't invest in yourself. I'm going to go over these one more time so that you really, really understand it. Number one, you don't want to be held accountable because you know that investing in yourself, investing lots of money means that you're going to have to show up and you're scared that you won't be able to do it. Number two is that you think you can do it on your own. You can. You really, really can. But you don't have to. If you invest in yourself, you're going to be able to collapse time. You're going to be able to achieve your goals in a shorter amount of time. Number three is that you don't actually want to achieve your goals and your dreams. Subconsciously, you have a fear of being successful, and I get it because I've been there before, but you're scared that if you become successful, if you actually achieve the goals you have, people are going to look at you differently. People are going to expect more from you, and you're scared that you may not reach the potential or reach the expectations that other people have set for you. And that's why you've got to not care what people think about you. Number four is that you're not willing to sacrifice the current life you're living for a better one. You're scared that if you start saying to your friends, I'm not coming out tonight, I'm not coming out this weekend, that they're not going to be your friends anymore. Well, guess what? They're not your friends. Okay? Like, if you stop bad habits and your friends start looking at you differently, that's because they're not your real friends. Real friends wouldn't do that. Real friends would guide you to live your best life, to help you, be there for you, support you. I would rather be alone than be with losers. I've had to lose so many friends in this journey because they didn't actually want me to succeed. If your friends are handing you a bottle, handing you a vape, whatever it is, because they don't want to do it alone, they're not your real friends. I spent, I think it was about a year alone. Like, I literally cut off everyone who wasn't helping me to reach my next level. I cut them all off. I didn't speak to anyone. I spoke to my family and that was it. And I went through a whole year of having no friends. It was lonely. It was lonely as hell. But I knew that it was better to have no friends than it was to have fake friends. Okay? It hurts. It's hard. It's not easy. Nobody's saying it is. But it's worth it because, oh my gosh, I make more a month now than I did in my first year of business. And I would go through another year of having no friends. You know what? And now I've got new friends who support me, new friends who guide me, new friends who give me opportunities, new friends who support me, who are kind, who want to see me win, who aren't jealous of me. And I get to do exactly the same for them. I get to support them. I get to help them win. I get to help them thrive. I get to send opportunities their way because your real friends will be there to support you. Fake friends won't. Okay? So you're scared that if you invest in yourself and you start changing, you're going to have to sacrifice the current life that you are living for a better one. Guess what? That's what it takes. And it's worth it. It's literally worth it. Okay. Number five is that you know that it's not easy. You know that you're actually going to have to do the mahi, like not just checking your emails or making random posts on social media. You're going to have to do deep inner work. That's hard. It hurts. It's painful. But you know that it's not easy and you're scared. You're scared of doing it. You're scared. I know you are. But as I said before, you've got literally unlimited potential. You are going to do incredible things if you believe in yourself, if you trust yourself, if you show up for yourself, if you invest in yourself. All right, number six is that you already listen to podcasts, you already read the books, and so you think that you don't need a coach because those are your coaches. I used to tell myself that all the time. Like, I literally said, I don't need a coach. I don't need to invest in myself because I follow Alex Hormozy and I follow all of these other business people. And they're telling me that I don't, you know, like that I'm already basically getting coached by them, but for free, because I watch their TikToks and I listen to their podcasts every day and I read their books. The reality is that you're not talking to them, right? They can't answer your questions. And if it were working, why haven't you achieved your goals? Why haven't you achieved your dreams? Why haven't you quit your job yet? Reality check. It's hard. It's hard to hear the stuff, but I'm not lying. Like, you know, it's hard, but it's also worth it. And I wouldn't trade my hardest day in business for anything. Like, seriously, like it's, I thought about giving up so many times in business because it got too hard, but I'm so grateful that I never did, because the life I'm living now is so fun. It's so amazing. I get to work for myself. I make more money per month than I did in my first year of business. Like, I have so much more freedom. I'm able to do what I want, when I want. I work from my laptop. At the moment, I'm house-sitting for someone, feeding their cats. And it's been amazing. Every day, I'm in Ponsonby. Every day, I'm just having coffee with people that I want to talk to. I've had coffee with Afina from Fatu Creative. I've had coffee with Ella McKenzie. She's a social media manager. She's doing really, really cool mahi. Who else have I had coffee with this week? Sarah Chase from Tūhono Design. I've had coffee with some incredible business owners. It's been so inspiring. It's just filled my wairua, filled my cup up. And I get to, like, literally sit in a cafe on a Monday and just have coffee with people and yap. I get to work for myself. I don't have a boss. I don't have to listen to anyone. Like, I get to live my dream life. The life that I live today is the life that I dreamed of when I was a kid. Like, I would watch vlogs of people who lived a life like I live now. That blows my mind. That still blows my mind. I'm so grateful every single day that this is my reality and that this is the life I live. So grateful. I live in gratitude every day that this is the life I get to live, because I know even like my past self didn't get to live this. I would have been like, you're ridiculous if someone told me that this is the life that I'm living at 21. Like, that's crazy. But it wasn't easy. And I was in a coaching session the other day with one of my mentors. And I said, what she said to me was, you know, you didn't get, because I have some things that I'm working through. And she was like, you know, you didn't just get handed this, eh? Like, you, nobody just like gave you this business. Nobody just gave you the income that you have now. I'm actually just going to be honest. It was about feeling guilty for how much money I am able to make, because I feel bad for people who aren't making this much money. And I've been there before, where I struggled with money and I would look at people who were making the amount of money that I'm making now and I'd be like, "Foo, like you're greedy, you're a dick, you know, blah, 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 blah." And my coach said to me, like, nobody handed me this. I worked. And I know there's so much privilege that comes with that because, you know, I don't have kids. And so in some ways it's easier because I haven't had those responsibilities. There's so many different privileges that I've had. But the real thing is I've also had some really, really, really tough challenges in my life that I don't talk about, that I don't share online because they're personal. But everyone has a challenge. Everyone has trauma. Everyone has something that they've gone through that some people would have quit over and some people use as their driving force, as their fire to keep them going. If you think about any successful person that came from the hood or that came from poverty, you just look at them and you look at them and go, if they can do it, I can do it. That's what I did. I just looked at every single successful person who did not come from wealth and I was like, if they can do it, I can do it. It's not easy, but it's worth it. I get to live my dream life. I get to work for myself. I get to choose my schedule. If I don't feel like working one day, you know, and I'm still disciplined and like consistent. Like, I don't just do whatever I feel like doing, but you know, I let my intuition guide me. So if some days I'm like, actually, I feel like going to the beach today, then I can do that. If some days I'm like, oh my gosh, I really want to, like today, I really want to record this podcast episode because I know how you're feeling. it's magical when you can put the mahi in consistently and you can achieve the life that you want. And that's why I'm trying to help other people to achieve the exact same. So that's why I launched Brown Business Besties, so that you can connect with other besties, so that you can, because I remember starting out a business, it was so lonely because none of my friends understood. As I said, they didn't understand and they didn't want the same things as me. And I found it so hard to connect with people who did. And so this is an opportunity to meet with other business owners who are here to develop themselves, who are ready to invest in themselves. Because if you're in the program, you have to had invested in yourself. You also get group coaching calls where you can literally get direct mentorship from me. You can hear other people's mentorship. You can learn from their questions. You can connect with others. There are group chats so that you can connect with those people outside of the calls. You can ask them your questions. And then if you join the VIP option, you also get a one-on-one with me every month. You get voice note access to me so that I can coach you, so that I can help you, so that you can achieve your wildest dreams. Because it's possible. Like, somebody told you in the past that it wasn't possible, but it literally is. I'm here for you. Can't wait to see you in the program if that's what you want to do. If you're ready, because you might not be ready. When will you be? Good question. But yeah, that's our episode for today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope it landed for you. As I said, if you have any questions at all, send me a message on Instagram. I will be happy to answer your questions. Otherwise, I love you all so much. I'm so grateful for every single person that listens to the podcast episodes, every person who likes, who comments, who shares my content on social media. Even if you don't, even if you're just watching, you're a silent little watcher. I love you. I'm proud of you. I'm grateful for you. And I just can't wait to get to the top with you all. Like, we are going on this trip, by my favorite rocket ship. We're going on this trip together. And I can't wait to get there with you all. So if you're interested, the links, everything in the description. If you have questions, send me a message on Instagram. Otherwise, have a beautiful rest of your day. Ka kite te whānau.